Now, it must have happened to you at some stage. Walking around Prague, you find a chewing gum stuck to your shoe. Or something even worse has happened to Prince Charles on one of his visits to the Czech capital. Well, things are about to change. Prague City Hall has just introduced strict new regulations against littering, as Rosie Johnson reports.
On this particular Tuesday, Prague's Winstless Square is looking spick and span, as well it might. Today is the first day of Prague City Hall's new decree outlawing littering in the capital. Those caught throwing away their cigarette ends, spitting out chewing gum, or dropping empty food wrappers can expect to be fined up to 30,000 crowns, which is nearly $2,000. There have been grumbles in the press that the edict is too stringent and limits personal freedom. But the councillors behind the idea don't agree. They say they're only following an example set by other Western European cities, an example which they say has been proven to work. The decree's opponents have one other major bugbear. They say the edict has been badly publicised and quite simply that nobody knows anything about it. Tomio Okamura is from the Czech Association of Travel Agents. Speaking to me over the phone earlier today, he greeted the move, but not the way it had been communicated.
We are very disappointed regarding information strategy of Prague Town Hall because nobody informed us regarding this law. We newly heard yesterday that it will be valid from today. So important law, so important change. It should be informed a few months in advance because we have to inform foreign tourists as well about this new condition of visiting of Prague.
Prague Council responds that it did go public with the litter decree last month. The police have said that they'll launch the anti-litter drive in earnest next week, giving litter bugs in effect 1 week's grace. But will the police be confronted by a large number of confused tourists when they do step up their campaign? To find out, I asked a few nicotine-loving visitors to the capital whether they'd heard about the fines.
That's a lot of money. I really didn't know that, no. Okay. So I have to be very careful.
And do you think it's a good idea?
Well, in fact, yes, but then they should offer opportunities to throw your cigarette away properly. I think if it's allowed to smoke on streets, then there should be possibilities to throw the cigarettes away.
Did you know that that cigarette that you're smoking, if you throw the end of it away, you could be fined up to $2,000?
Now I know.
And what do you think about that?
I don't like it, but I'm not going to do this.
The Czechs that I spoke to were more informed and more favourable about the idea.
That cigarette that you're about to light up, if you throw the end of that away, you could be charged up to $2,000.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah? How come you know?
From TV?
I think it's the best way. The money for when you put down the cigarettes and so on, and the papers and chewing gums and so on. I think that's the best way.
On the first day of the new edict, councillors and Prague inhabitants alike do seem to be quite optimistic about the move. But we'll see if this mood lasts, or whether chaos caused by the lack of a tourist information campaign serves to rubbish the council's decree. Rosie Johnson with that report.